Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood stoic. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, take care of yourself, and maybe enjoy life a little? Yeah, I hear you. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Creating a self-care plan that actually works for both your work life and personal life. Because let's be honest, if you're constantly drained, how can you truly excel at anything, right? We're not talking about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are nice. We're talking about building sustainable habits that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like a supercharged toolbox filled with strategies to handle stress, boost energy levels, and ultimately feel more balanced and fulfilled. Ready to get started? Awesome. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you craft the ultimate self-care plan. First up, identify your non-negotiables. What activities truly recharge you? For some, it might be hitting the gym. For others, it's curling up with a good book. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee in the morning. Whatever it is, make these activities a priority. Schedule them into your week like any other important appointment and don't let anything come between you and your self-care ritual. Next, set realistic expectations. We've all been there, aiming for perfection and ending up feeling overwhelmed. Remember, self-care isn't about doing everything perfectly, it's about making small, consistent choices that move you towards well-being. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in a week. Start with 1 or 2 manageable changes and gradually build from there. Thirdly, learn to say no. I know this can be tough, but seriously, overcommitting is a recipe for burnout. It's okay to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do frees up time and energy for the things that truly matter, like taking care of yourself. Fourth, take regular breaks. You wouldn't run a marathon without stopping to refuel, right? The same applies to your workday. Stepping away from your desk every hour or so to stretch, take a walk, or simply close your eyes and breathe can do wonders for your focus and energy levels. And don't underestimate the power of a good lunch break. Use it to recharge and connect with colleagues or friends. Finally, practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply reflect on the positive moments in your life. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines and struggling to find time for exercise. You know it's important to stay physically active, but the thought of squeezing in a workout feels impossible. Here's where your self-care plan comes in. Instead of trying to fit in a full gym session, incorporate small bursts of activity throughout your day. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk during your lunch break, or do some quick stretches at your desk. These small changes can add up over time and make a big difference for your energy levels and stress management. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not only taking care of yourself, but also setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. Think of it as investing in the most important asset you have. So my stoic friends, I challenge you to take action today. Start by identifying your non-negotiables, setting realistic expectations, and learning to say no when necessary. Take those regular breaks, practice gratitude, and remember that small changes can lead to big results. Don't forget to share your self-care strategies with me on social media. I'd love to hear what works for you. Until next time, keep striving for balance, presence, and power in every aspect of your life. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.